smart decisions have never been more important. Are you thriving or just surviving? Welcome to Survey the Expert, the podcast series where we find the answers to the questions you have to build your business, keep it safe, and get things done.
Welcome. I'm Sean Weatherall, your host for this installment of Survey the Expert. This podcast will discuss the importance of the new CMS ruling and how it affects home health agencies. Today, we're going to be joined by Julie Pazin, Home Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Clinical Manager here at ACHC, and she's going to walk us through all of the important issues of the new CMS ruling. Thank you so much for joining us today, Julie.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Sean.
Now, Julie, I understand that CMS issued a final ruling in the Federal Register earlier this month, and that will have great impact on home health agencies. Could you briefly outline what was covered?
Sure, Sean. The final rule covered really many important topics that agencies really need to be aware of, including rate changes, therapy reassessments, face-to-face requirements, and alternative sanctions.
Alternative sanctions. Could you describe to us what that actually means?
Of course. You know, sanctions have been in place for nursing homes for a number of years, but this is the first time we're going to see them enforced for home health agencies. In the past, the only action that could be taken against an agency that was found to have some serious noncompliance with a condition of participation was termination of their participation in the Medicare program. Now, CMS is going to enact several alternative measures that could be imposed. These measures include civil money penalties, suspension of payment for new admissions, placement of temporary management in the organization, directed plans of correction, and directed in-service training.
With all that knowledge, in what situations would these points actually be enforced?
Well, CMS has listed several criteria that they'll consider when applying these sanctions. Those include immediate jeopardy to patients. You know, that's a really serious deal. The nature, the incidence, the degree, duration of the deficiency, how long has it been going on, how severe is it? The presence of repeat deficiencies or the agency's compliance history is really important. Whether the deficiencies were directly related to the failure to provide good quality care for those beneficiaries. Whether the agency is part of a larger organization that really has had some documented performance problems. Whether the deficiencies found indicate a system-wide failure to provide that good quality care.
It's important to understand a timeline here. So how long are these sanctions going to remain in effect?
Well, you know, they can be in effect up to a maximum of 6 months or until the agency has been found to have achieved compliance with a condition of participation or until the agency's provider agreement is terminated, whichever comes first.
Are these sanctions going to be in immediate effect or are they going to be coming down the road in a few years?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, civil money penalties or CMP, the suspension of payment for new admissions, and the informal dispute resolution provision, all of those will go into effect July 1st of 2014. Now, all the others will be effective July 2013.
I think one of the bigger issues is how is this going to affect ACHC's accredited organizations?
Well, the good news is that any condition level violation found during a deemed survey conducted by an accredited organization is not subject to these sanctions. Only those condition level violations and IJ situations that are found on a survey conducted by the state authority will be affected.
That's great to know for ACHC accredited organizations. But does this mean that they don't have to worry about having a sanction placed on them as long as they're accredited with us?
Well, you know, even deemed accredited companies can sometimes have a survey performed by their state authority. This can happen if their state performs a complaint survey or a validation survey. If a condition level deficiency is found at these times, there is a possibility that sanctions will be enforced.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important are these to understand for home health agencies?
You know, it's really important that people understand this final ruling and how it's going to affect them and their organization, because a lot of it is financial. And, you know, you want to make sure that you are ensuring, the success of your organization. So while it's always been important to, you know, adhere to the Medicare rules and the condition of participation, I would really encourage all organizations to go and read more about this final ruling. And that can be found at www.federalregister.gov. And this was issued on November 8th, 2012, in Volume 77.
Okay, you never answered my question. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is it?
It's a 10.
It's a 10, all right.
All right, Julie, thank you so much for sharing your insight with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Survey the Expert. I'm your host, Sean Weatherall. I look forward to having you again. Until next time.
This podcast is a production of the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare Incorporated. All rights reserved. Copyright 2012. This podcast cannot be duplicated or transcribed without written consent. The podcast is for information purposes only and should not be misconstrued as legal advice. Please seek advice from qualified advisors in your industry.